Hey guys, welcome back to Say What Knee's Saying. This is Zach and Brandon once again. The Say What Knee's Saying is doing a look back on our first season to see if our views change or differ over the course of the year. The topic for this one will be
self-love. I did a collaboration on another podcast where we talked about self-love. I kind of said my piece in the episode, and so I'll put a link in the description. But Brandon, what about you? What do you think is the importance of self-love, and what do you consider self-love?
I would say the importance of self-love is to the basis that in order to understand yourself, all emotion needs to be tapped into and analyzed. So when people are angry, some of the basal emotions, anger, a lot of people experience anger or can experience anger. They understand it. They internalize it. Whether they need to fix it or not, they make those necessary changes and then they move forward. With sorrow, they do the same. With love, they may jump to someone else and their experience and then almost connect themselves to that person and make that establish their love. That's why they say, whoever you liked in middle school, you go back to that person, whether you're 20, 30, there'll be aspects of who you love now to that person in middle school because of that very nucleating concept of love. But in my head, self-love is not even a form of anything sexual or even romantic. It's how you treat yourself. It's how you embody yourself, how you value who you are as a person, how you tend to walk throughout life. If you love yourself in every form and fashion, the same way your parents love you, the same way, you know, may your significant other may love you. It's all about how you care for yourself. Same way how in my head, love for other people is how I care for them. Now, another aspect of self-love that I'm sure that it's the dark joke in the room. A lot of people don't care about, you know, or like there's some people who don't masturbate. They're like, oh, that's nasty or that's vile. And yes, I do know people that still have those interesting perspectives. Learn about yourself, because you can't ask your sexual partner to learn from you if you don't know you. And that's just being objective.
And I think, man, you should have been on the collaboration and you had some good takes. But I think the one thing that I'll add that I don't think that I said in the episode is, if you're going to love yourself, like you said, love yourself like your parents love you, like others love you, etc., that means unconditionally. That means that you love yourself unconditionally. You love yourself even if you have extra weight, even if you have a job that you don't love right now, even if you currently don't make as much money as you'd like, even if, you know, you whatever, right? You've got acne, you've got whatever. Now, that doesn't mean let yourself deteriorate. Doesn't mean just let yourself go and just love yourself regardless. Loving yourself and bettering yourself can both happen at the same time, even if you love yourself throughout the process. You know what I mean?
I completely get you. And I probably wasn't as just as I wasn't able to be on that collaboration.
Yeah, man. We'll have to reach out to her and do another episode on the Love Lockdown podcast where we collaborated with her.
And we have to talk about all the kids that came about from COVID and all the divorces that went down. And, oh, man, that'll be a steamy one. Hey guys, that was the end of that particular clip for our 2020 season one wrap up. Don't be afraid to check out whatever you saw interesting on all of our streaming platforms.
Tune in tomorrow for the next topic. We'll be going through each topic that we had during season one, and we're excited to let you get a glimpse into what we talked about.